Today we will plan to finish up the book of Daniel, and we just lack three verses is all that we have. And I thought I'd just go through a brief review of some of the, I'll say the major highlights of this book of Daniel and why it's so important in first, in Daniel chapter 2, God prophesies to Daniel and reveals to him when he will establish his kingdom. And his kingdom will be an eternal kingdom. And then he even reveals through Daniel when that kingdom will come into existence. It was in the days of this fourth kingdom. Now, at that time of Daniel chapter 2, you don't know what earthly kingdom that's talking about. All that you knew was the first kingdom was the Babylonian kingdom. And you didn't know the second, third, nor fourth. But in the days of the fourth kingdom, God would establish a kingdom that would last forever. Then go forward into Daniel chapter 7 and 8, and it's revealed that the second kingdom was the Medo-Persian Empire, and then that the third kingdom would be the Greek Empire, and even refers to its king, Alexander the Great. And that is what Josephus says, that the priest show Daniel chapter 8 to the to Alexander the Great and gives him confidence that he will be able to beat the vaunting military and army of the Medo-Persians. And then he does, and that gives him the confidence. That's what Josephus recorded. And as far as the Roman Empire, they are never mentioned, but up to that point, even after Daniel chapter 8, then we would know that whatever kingdom came after the Roman Empire, that would be the earthly kingdom that God would establish in the time frame that God would establish his kingdom. And so then from there, God gives Daniel the history of, it was from the end of the Babylonian Empire, then talked about the Medo-Persian Empire, how they would expand, and then how they would be destroyed by the Greeks, then how the Greek Empire would expand, and then how they would basically implode and then be taken over by this fourth kingdom, which is now, we know of as the Roman Empire. And then, that was in Daniel chapter 11. And then, the Roman Empire became referred to as the King of the North, but it was the second King of the North in Daniel chapter 11, which causes some confusion that the King of the North is referring to two different kingdoms. But we went through that. And then now, Daniel chapter 12, God is at last and finally revealing to Daniel what will happen in the days of the end of the Jewish nation and the destruction of Jerusalem, that Jesus goes from there in Matthew 24 and refers to what Daniel stated about the abomination of desolation. Remember what Daniel said and study what Daniel says. Obviously, then he's pointing to Daniel chapter 12, and he's letting them know that the destruction of the Jewish nation will happen in this generation, is what Jesus told them. And we now know that that was exactly 40 years after Jesus was stating those words, and it happened in 70 AD. But that's what God is giving to Daniel right here in chapter 12, is then we've had the destruction of the three kingdoms, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, and then here in Daniel, at the last of Daniel 11, referring to the Roman Empire, that the last verse, yet he shall come to his end, meaning the Roman Empire will come to his end and no one will help him. So that is just a brief statement that no one will be there for the Roman Empire when it falls, and it will be a great and mighty fall that was also prophesied from Daniel chapter 2. And then here with Daniel chapter 12, the destruction of the Jewish nation and the Jewish people. They never have been a religious nation after that. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD, and they never regrouped. They're a secular nation now, and for the most part, they're mostly all atheists now, unfortunately. And they've never accepted Jesus as the Messiah. And then an addendum to from here that gives more details about the destruction of the Roman Empire then is Revelation, which is like an addendum or a part two to the book of Daniel, uses some of the same apocalyptic language that was here in the visualizations that Daniel used. And that was talking about ultimately how the Roman Empire would be destroyed. So God used the Roman Empire to destroy the Jewish nation in 70 AD. But then in turn, he had the Roman Empire destroyed also. And there in the meantime, from the time that the Romans destroyed destroyed Jerusalem and destroyed the temple, then they go and start persecuting the Christians, which we know about historically. And that's what I feel like these verses 11 and 12 of Daniel 12 are referring to. That it makes the most sense. Now, all of the commentators say that it is very difficult to understand what this is talking about, and none of the scholars readily admit that this is very difficult, and they're not real sure, so they just throw out all kinds of different possibilities. But I'll read these two verses, Daniel 12, verses 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, and we know that this happened in 70 AD. That's when the sacrifices were taken away once and for all, and the abomination of desolation. Now, there was also an abomination of desolation that happened about 200 BC that was with Antiochus Epiphanes. But this here is also a reference that Jesus also says, remember the abomination of desolation that Daniel was talking about? It's going to happen again in this generation. So this is talking about 70 AD. Now here becomes the difficulty on this time frame. There shall be 1,290 days. And then verse 12, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. So, whoever can survive this time period, there will be a blessing. Now, I'll read what Don Simpson says here, and this is very correlative. This correlates to the time, times, and half a time. That is 3.5 years. 1 plus 2 being the times, and then the half a time being a half. So 3.5. This relates to the 3.5. And then the book of Revelation says the same thing, that there's going to be a time, times, and half a time. And it seems most easily understood to me, at least, that that is the time of intense persecution. And if that is what that the book of Revelation is talking about, that they're going through this 3.5 period, whatever that represents time frame, of intense Roman persecution, then this would be a reference to that same thing, since this is 3.5 years, this 1290 days, but it's 3 years and 7 months. And Don Simpson, he mentions that. He said that adds to the difficulty. But if that 3.5 refers to the same thing that it does in the book of Revelation, then this would be, blessed is the one who either survives through this persecution, but ultimately, whether your body survives or not, it will be if you remain faithful. Revelation 2:10, remain faithful unto death and you will receive the crown of life. So that is the reference that I feel like that this is talking about in referring to this time, times, and half a time, 3.5, that, and blessed is the one who does not bow the knee to Caesar and remains faithful to God throughout this persecution period. Okay, I'll read now. Any questions or comments on this? And this, of course, is a very difficult passage, maybe one of the most difficult passage. The book of Daniel ends on maybe the most difficult passage that's in the entire book. But what Don Simpson wrote about these two verses are, before the book closes, our attention is again brought to the breaking in pieces of the power of the holy people. This would consist of an end to the sacrifices and an abomination that will make desolate. He said, reread Daniel 9, 26 and 27, and there's similar terminology that describes this same predicted event. The Roman power here described is to continue 1290 days. We are told in verse 12 that there is a blessing in waiting unto 1335 days. It is admitted that there is difficulty in understanding the meaning of these numbers. 1290 days seems to be the same period found recorded in verse 7. A time, times, and half a time, or 3.5. Yet such a comparison is frustrated by the fact that 1290 days is 3 years and 7 months. This adds an extra month that is difficult for which to account. Young, in his prophecy of Daniel, so this man Young wrote a prophecy of Daniel that Don Simpson read and referred to, he said, gives a number of views. Some are understandable and other views are not so understandable. But he said that this would be worthy to consult in this study. For the most part, this extra month and the additional time required in 1335 days remains a mystery, which even the most scholarly efforts have failed to give adequate answers. So, the best of scholars in the last 2,000 years, but for centuries and centuries, they have failed to give adequate answers for what these numbers mean. The lesson we derive from our text is clear, that a blessing comes to those who patiently wait through the time of the exhibited power of Rome to the time, 1335 days, in which that power ends. And to me, that seems like that is the persecution of the Christians, that's what this time refers to. So now, any questions or comments on these two verses? So now we will change and This is the end of the prophecy. And then God just tells Daniel what the rest of his time will be here. So he says in verse 13, "But you, Daniel, go your way until the end." This is obviously go your way until you die, you physically die. "And then, for you shall rest, and you will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." So, he said, Daniel has done everything that God has asked him to do, maybe even required him to do. Daniel did it brilliantly. And he's saying after he comes to his end, after his body dies, he shall rest. Now, the Israelites did not know, and mankind did not know what this rest was going to be until Jesus told it to mankind in Luke 16, that is covered in Luke 16, of the rich man and Lazarus. So, as a result, at least the Jews and the Israelites thought that the soul remained in the ground and would resurrect out of the ground. But now we know differently that the righteous souls will go to paradise and they will resurrect out of paradise. But everything is explained here that once someone who is righteous dies, they will rest, that is, they will go to paradise, and then they will be resurrected. They will arise to their inheritance, so they will be resurrected at the end of the days, at the end of the age. So at the end of the earth, they will be resurrected out of paradise. And then, of course, we know that then there will be judgment day, and then the righteous God will say to them, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." And then the inheritance will be heaven, an eternal heaven for eternity from that point. Any questions or comments on this? Don Simpson wrote one paragraph to finish this book out, and he said, in verse 13, Daniel is dismissed in peace with the understanding that though he may be confused of what this prophecy is, he is to follow his course as a prophet without worry. He is told that there will be a time of consummation far enough into the future that he must not disturb himself. In so taking possession of the prophecy which had been assigned to him, he would occupy his place as a prophet. Thus, before Daniel was set, a fixed, definite end according to which divine prophecy would work its way, confirming Daniel as a true prophet and establishing the inheritance which God has chosen for his saints. So, this was not only to Daniel, this is also the same thing that will happen that all of the righteous will experience. They will find rest. They will rise to their inheritance at the end of the days. So any questions or comments as we come to an end on the book of Daniel?